KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and windy here today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In local news, as you may have heard earlier this morning, two people suffered minor injuries during a two-vehicle collision and fire early this morning near a bridge on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. The crash between the Sterling and Freightliner tractor trailers happened just east of the Highway 71 Interstate 80 exit on I-80 at around 1:30 a.m. According to Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan, one of the semis parked on the shoulder of the interstate near the East Nishnabotna River Bridge was struck by the other one. The occupants of the parked truck were taken to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. One of the semis was totaled in the crash. Kennan said the impact of the collision forced both semis nearly two-thirds of the way across the bridge before they came to rest in the passing lane. Kennan says the semi that collided with the parked truck sustained extensive damage. The collision caused a brief fire and oil and diesel fuel to spill along the roadway for nearly 150 yards. Some of the diesel was said to have been leaking into the East Nishnabotna River. The Iowa DNR was notified about the incident. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, along with Medevac Ambulance, were called to the scene. Atlantic Fire was there for a little more than 2.5 hours. And an Omaha company was called in to help clean up the contaminants on the road and elsewhere along the crash site. News time is 9:02.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Cass County Republican Chairman David Wiederstein reports that Congressman Tom Latham attended an open house event at the Cass County Republican headquarters in Atlantic on the afternoon of Friday, October 5th. Wiederstein says an estimated 30 people attended the event, during which State Representative Jack Drake and Congressman Latham spoke about the state of their campaigns. Both men also gave messages that centered upon reducing the size of government, tackling government debt, and increasing opportunity for success in the economy by eliminating government-imposed barriers and regulations. The chair of the Cass County Democratic Party says campaign signs for candidates running for public office are being stolen or vandalized here in Atlantic. Sherry Telly said that while some people feel that political signs being stolen and or vandalized is merely a prank, it is far more than that. She says it's trespassing, destruction, and or theft of personal property and a violation of people's right to free speech. Telly said she has numerous reports of Democratic yard signs being stolen and or vandalized from all parts of Atlantic. And for the record, Cass County Republicans say some of their signs are also being taken or vandalized here in Atlantic. According to Iowa law, a person could be charged with criminal mischief for vandalizing a sign or fifth-degree theft for stealing a campaign sign. The Iowa Department on Aging is highlighting the rights of those in nursing, assisted living, and other long-term care facilities this month. Iowa's long-term care ombudsman, Deanna Klingon-Fisher, says they're calling it Residents' Rights Month.
Trying to make sure that we remember and reflect on the contributions of those individuals throughout their years of service. I think the main part about Residents' Rights Month is just allowing us to focus on the rights of those individuals in long-term care facilities and to increase knowledge base amongst the general population that these individuals do have rights. They haven't lost those rights just because they've gone into a long-term care facility.
The rights are guaranteed by the federal nursing home reform law and Iowa law, but people sometimes forget about those in the facilities because they don't have as much interaction with the general public.
Many people think, well, if they're in a care facility, they can't know what they're talking about. Or, you know, they've lost their ability to contribute to society. And we really like to dispel that myth. Older individuals can participate and be involved in activities and do many the things that all the rest of us can do, sometimes with limitations as we get older. But our job then is to help them be able to participate in activities despite those limitations.
This is, of course, an election year, and voter participation is one of the key issues for residents of those facilities.
Voting always comes up as, can a resident exercise their right to vote or not? And the answer is yes, they can. Just because I'm in a long-term care facility or setting doesn't mean that I've lost my ability to vote.
And she says family members can have a helpful role in ensuring that residents are being treated fairly.
And they need to be able to participate in their own treatment plans and care. They have the right to be fully informed to make decisions that impact them. They have the right to complain if something isn't going right and not fear retaliation for that complaint. So they have the right to privacy and confidentiality. So many times what happens is it's the family member that might discover that some of these rights are being violated.
And she encourages you or a family member to call her office if you think such rights are being violated.
Because we are an advocate for those residents, and we ensure that the residents' and the tenants' rights are met and are protected so that they can and lead a quality of life.
You can call the Long-Term Care Ombudsman toll-free at 1-866-236-1430. Klingon Fisher says there are over 800 such facilities across the state that are home to thousands of Iowans. A Republican from Sioux City says the outrage he's hearing about the Iowa Supreme Court's 2009 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage in Iowa rings hollow to him. Christopher Rance says some of those who are now campaigning to oust an Iowa Supreme Court justice who joined that 2009 ruling are the same people who came to him 8 years ago when Rance was Speaker of the House, warning Iowa Supreme Court was likely to overturn the state's Defense of Marriage Act.
You don't just start tossing out the judges because you don't like their rulings, particularly when a lot of people knew that this was going to happen down the road anyway.
Rand says he was convinced by a representative of the Iowa Family Policy Center, now known as the Family Leader, that the House should start the process of getting an amendment to the state's constitution to protect one man and one woman marriage. The Family Leader is now a key group involved in the campaign to vote Iowa Supreme Court Justice David Wiggins off the bench. Rand suggests that's misplaced energy.
If people are upset, and I understand why people are upset, if you want to overturn it, you hold the legislature accountable.
Only the legislature and not even the governor has the authority to begin the process of amending the state's constitution by placing a proposed amendment on the ballot for a vote of the people. Rance recently wrote a guest editorial in the Sioux City Journal suggesting those who are campaigning against Justice Wiggins would, quote, have us believe that our Supreme Court hijacked the Constitution and usurped the roles of the governor and legislature. But Rance disagrees.
I understand that this is an easy rallying cry for those people who are upset with the ruling or wanting to continue to have the political issue to fight on. Let's face it, they raised a lot of money 2 years ago to finance their operation. They've got a lot of outside money coming in again. And there's nothing wrong with that. But my larger concern is that we politicize the courts to the point that we don't have an independent judiciary.
And 2 years ago, the campaign to oust three Iowa Supreme Court justices who were on the ballot in the 2010 retention election was successful, and the groups involved have reunited this year to target a fourth justice who's up for retention. Rand says he will vote yes to retain Justice Wiggins.
I wasn't surprised when the court ruling came out. I don't know many people that were surprised. Every lawyer I had talked to in advance of the court ruling said that this is what was going to happen. I don't think this is a case of, you know, rampant judicial activism. Not when you had a unanimous Supreme Court decision like that.
And Rance points out that most of the justices that participated in the ruling had been appointed to the court by Republican Governor Terry Branstad. Rance, in his editorial for the Sioux City Journal, made clear that he doesn't support same-sex marriage. But Rance wrote that he doesn't blame Justice Wiggins, and he said neither should Iowa voters. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, gasoline prices continue to rise in California, where AAA puts the average price for a gallon of regular at $4.67. Supply disruptions have pushed California gas prices to the highest in the nation, topping even what drivers pay in Hawaii. Governor Jerry Brown is moving to try and drive down prices, ordering state smog regulators to allow winter blend gasoline to be sold earlier than usual. General Motors said it will hire as many as 1,500 workers to staff a new computer technology center in the Detroit suburb of Warren, Michigan. GM is shifting 90% of its computer work in-house. It plans to open 4 new technology centers in the U.S. Last month, the company announced it would hire 500 people for a center in Austin, Texas. 2 strong earthquakes on opposite sides of the world have caused some panic, but no reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6 quake shook off the Gulf of California coast in Mexico early this morning, while an undersea earthquake hit parts of eastern Indonesia, and that one had a 6.3 magnitude. News time is 9:10.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelINS.com.
And in the funeral announcements, William Franklin Oliver, age 83, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for William Oliver will be today at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marjorie Reason, age 90, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Adair County Medical Center. Graveside services for Marjorie Reason will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Canby Cemetery in rural Adair County. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Daryl Behrens, age 76, of Red Oak, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Funeral services for Daryl Behrens will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Red Oak Presbyterian Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Pam Peterson, age 63, a former Elkhorn resident, died Sunday at the Cherokee Regional Medical Center in Cherokee. A funeral service for Pam Peterson will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Orillia. The Wharton Reddick Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. David Vanskoik, age 64, of Manila, died Saturday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for David Vanskoik will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Dale Lambertson, age 88, of Westphalia, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dale Lambertson are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The